Thank you for listening to the WUKY podcast. I'm Joshua Bayer. This is the first part of the final Curtains at 8, originally broadcast January 19, 2017, as a tribute to Nick Lawrence, featuring past guests and friends of the show. Enjoy.
Entertainers, storytellers, there's no time to waste, no time. Historians and artists, stand by. We're almost ready. Cue the host and the theme. Curtain.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Curtains at 8. I'm Nick Lawrence. Pleased to be here. Pleased to be here with a legion of folks who appreciate the arts in Central Kentucky. And Joe Conkright is on the board running the show. I am here sitting in for my last live Curtains at 8 after 24 years of working with it. My hat is off to everybody. My heart goes out to everybody that's had anything to do with the show during that time. Before I get maudlin, let's do something that Joe wants to do. He's in charge. I'm just going to kick back.
That's very nice of you to say that, Nick. Of course, it's a bittersweet occasion. The sky is crying out there. We've got a rainy night, and so many beautiful people have decided to join us for this final occasion. It is the end of an era here at WUKY. 23 years, over 3,000 guests.
24.
Well, today would be the beginning of the 24th season, there's no 25th. Doubt. 25th.
It's inclusive. If you make the subtraction, you lose one.
Look, you're the engineer. I'm just the guy on the board.
Do I get to blow the horn?
You get to blow the horn.
All right.
But this is a little bit like an episode of This Is Your Life. Because there's so many people from from all of the years of Curtains at 8, and we've got a microphone set up in the corner over there, which we will allow people to come up and pay their tribute to
which
you,
corner?
Nick.
Which corner?
This one over here. We have the little blue brass mic
set up. Is that Michael Jonathan over there?
No, we got Michael Jonathan. We got a full array. Everybody in the arts.
Arturo Sandoval is right beside him.
I know.
What's going on there, Joe?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable the assortment of folks that we have here tonight. And although you've had plenty of shows with many, many guests, I don't think you've ever had a show with this many different types of guests from different fields, different disciplines.
This is the ultimate. John Nardalillo and I were talking about the fact that everybody here basically knows everybody else here.
One way or the other.
That the community is just that way.
It's an extraordinary gathering of talent from the Lexington arts community, and we're very happy that everybody is here. I do want to play something to start off with. This is from our mayor, Jim Gray.
Well, I'm here today to congratulate Nick Lawrence, who's retiring after 24 years as the host of Curtains at 8 on WUKY. And, you know, in those years, Nick has interviewed well over 3,000 guests, and that's just really remarkable. We all know that Curtains at 8 is a must for local arts groups, and Nick has made a giant contribution in the growth and development of Lexington's arts community, and we all want to thank him. So on behalf of the city of Lexington and its citizens, it is my great pleasure to declare today as Nick Lawrence Day in Lexington. So happy to do this.
How about that?
How about that, Mom?
Nick Lawrence Day. You got your very own day.
That's good.
That's pretty outstanding. I know we have some guests that are going to be leaving here soon, and I do want to give them an opportunity.
Performances that begin at 8 o'clock.
Performances
Curtains
begin
at 8.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right. So For those of you that are in a rush this evening, I do want to give you an opportunity to go ahead and step up to the microphone.
I'm getting a rush.
Yeah. Arturo Sandoval, first to stand up, and he is well-dressed. He's wearing a fabulous shirt.
Couple of them.
A couple of shirts. Look at you.
Arturo, the mic is yours.
Okay. I just want to say that this gentleman has brought so many different elements of the community together. But in my field of the arts, you've brought another voice of distinction and distinguishing knowledge, because every time I came on, you would always have a great depth of understanding in my field, asking me pertinent questions and sharing that knowledge with the world. And I just can't thank you enough, and I'm just blessed to have been on your program several times with several of my other artist friends. In fact, several musicians and literary people at the same time when you would bring us on the show together. So you not only allowed me to share my voice, but you introduced me to a lot of other people, and I thank you for that. And God bless you, and may you have a wonderful 24 years more in your retirement.
Right.
Plus, thank you.
Thank you, Arturo. Thank you.
Arturo Sandoval. Well, it's my understanding that we have another special guest who wants to step up. He was actually the very first guest for Curtains at 8, Dr. Everett McCorvey. Is he? He's stepping up. Step up to the mic.
You again.
Good to see you. I'm going to step up to the mic here.
It's good to see you. It's good to be here.
24 years ago.
I can't imagine. We still look the same. Well, maybe we're a little larger, but
I was going to say radio makes you look large.
That's it.
Right.
But I remember that night, Nick. Dick Pardee and
your wife,
Alicia.
And you.
That's right.
And we talked about Porgy.
Porgy and Bess. That's right.
And you and Alicia had just completed a tour of some sort.
That's right. That's right. We had. That's exactly right.
You guys fell in love in the cast.
We did.
And got married.
Yep.
And lived happily ever after.
I met Alicia in 1984 in the Metropolitan Opera production of Porgy and Bess. And the first thing I asked her is if she had ever been south. And she's a New Yorker.
For her,
South is Brooklyn. And I think that's as far as she had been. And so I said, well, you have to come to Alabama. And she says later, she thought to herself, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
But we dated those 2 years that we were doing Porgy and Bess at the Met. And then we got married in 1986. And the rest is history.
My mother bought the original soundtrack album of Porgy and Bess for 10 cents at a flea market.
Oh, my goodness.
And
so that was with Ann Brown.
Pam and Todd.
And
Duncan.
Todd Duncan, who's a Danville native.
Right.
That's right.
And when we played it, the engineering was superb on those old LPs.
Yes.
When she hits a high B flat or C, whatever it is.
Yes.
The needle on the VU meter stood straight up and didn't even wiggle.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just solid. So we played that early in the evening, and then we played it again later in the evening.
That's right. We sure did.
And she stuck that needle exactly the same way.
And, you know, I think we've been on the program at least once or twice a year since that time,
right.
24 years ago. And either with a production or with Grand Night for Singing, there's always been
some sort
something
of
to talk about.
Right.
And did you ever do Grand Night for Singing, Nick?
I never did do it.
Okay, well, now you
me.
Have time. Auditions are in March. We
time?
Always need basses.
What time?
Yeah, so...
I'll make you a deal. As soon as I get out of this job,
yeah,
I'll come see you.
All right. I think that's great. I think we all love your bass voice. And so that's one of the things that, you know, in the world, there are not enough basses.
Well, I've always been pleased with the concept that I had the low notes.
That's right.
And Jeff Johnson has Always there to remind me about that.
That's right. Because you sang in Lexington Singers.
Right. He said, just because it's low doesn't mean it's right. Anyway.
Well, that's great. Well, Nick, we're going to miss you. And we know that you're going to be around, though.
I have planned to associate myself with the same people we have here tonight.
Well, that's
great.
I don't
think there's going to be any great longing.
Well, I wish people in the community could see the room filled with all of your supporters and all the people who love you and all the people who you have been able to champion. Because you've championed all of these activities that everybody in this room, all the things that they've done, you've been their champion, and you've let the community know about what's going on in Lexington.
I did it out of enjoyment of doing it.
Yes.
I never expected to have an event like this. This is fantastic. You really whelmed me.
Well, it's been wonderful because Curtains in Aid is, I just left another meeting, and Ray Larson told me to tell you hello.
Ray Larson and yes. I played Little League Baseball together.
He told me, and he told me to tell you that he was better than you were.
No. No, he was shorter than I.
Yes, that's true. So I told him I would tell you that.
Ray's a good guy.
He's a great guy, and he's about to retire. So,
he retires on the 30th.
That's right.
Like that.
So we'll have to get both of you in Jeff's chorus.
There you go.
There you go.
That's good. You got it.
Yeah. Well, very exciting and happy to be here, and I know lots of other people want to talk. And
thank you, Everett.
But I'm honored to be a part of this.
I'm honored to have worked with you. You not only work hard, you work amazingly well. Director of the National
Correct.
Choir.
Yes, that's right.
American Spiritual Ensemble.
Yes, yes.
What else are you getting into?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that's I feel like I have three or four jobs all at one time. But
we used to do the Saturday afternoon after the opera.
We
too.
Sure did after the opera. We did
we
a Saturday afternoon
notable people.
Show, and that was a lot of fun. Our curtain calls that we did, and curtain calls was fun too, where we called opera people from around the country and talked to them. And so, and Marlena Mollis came here, Pavarotti's voice teacher, and she
Can
was
you
on
imagine
the show.
Pavarotti's voice teacher.
Yeah, she was on Curtains at 8.
And Cliff Jackson?
Cliff Jackson, who's, he came out of retirement. He tried to retire, and then he got bored.
I kind of got a feeling that's going to happen here, too.
I think so, too. Are you going to another radio station? Is this what this is all about?
Wait a second now.
I got the nicest note from WEKU.
Yes.
The boss there.
Yes.
Was quite a gentleman. He sent me a beautiful note.
Well, that's great. I mean, I think it's important for classical music and for artists in this area to be able to have a voice and to have an opportunity in a way so that the community will know what we are doing. I mean, everything that we do, you know, people talk about what we do on stage, but that's only part of the puzzle. The other part of the puzzle is the community, because if the community is not there, then we have no one to perform to, and we have no one to support what we are doing. And so I think we all think, certainly everybody in this room feels, that the community is an important aspect, an important part of that performance and every performance. And so if not, it's like a tree falling in the woods and nobody hearing it. And so you've made it possible for people to hear that tree falling. And we hope that that will continue in some manner, because that's important for our community.
It will continue in some manner. One of the things this station has done is allowed me the liberty, in my case, to do what I want to do.
Yes.
And there are others that are having the same effect, Joe Conkright being number one.
Yes.
Oh.
Right there. And it keeps working.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, yeah. I don't want to hog the mic unless you want to just keep talking. No.
That's the Dr. McCorby show.
But,
there you go. But thank you, Nick. Thank you for everything. And I'm going to stay around because I want to hear everybody else as they talk about their experiences.
In my regards to Alicia also.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Everett McCorby. See you, too.
Curtains at 8 on 91.3 WUKY. And Nick Lawrence here. I'm Joe Conkright. We've got a room full of so much love in the room right now. And Nick, there's many, many folks who couldn't be here tonight. And I do have some recorded testimonials. We're going to play one of them right now from one of the people who was responsible for helping to bring Curtains at 8 to the air. And that would be, Michael Jonathan calls him Uncle Grandpa, Roger Chesser.
Uncle Grandpa.
I'm Roger Chesser. I was general manager of WUKY for 15 years. Just before the time that Curtains at 8 was created, we'd been playing recorded classical music in the evenings. When the idea of having Nick Lawrence produce a program for us, I thought it would be another program with an announcer playing recorded classical music. But Gail Bennett had another idea. At that time, she was in charge of underwriting and basically community relations. She suggested we let Nick produce a program focused on the local arts scene. Not just music, all the arts, dance, theater, everything else. I didn't think it was a good idea, but I wasn't really enthusiastic about having Nick or any announcer just sitting there playing classical music in the evening. So I decided to give Nick some leeway to do a local interview program. Of course, it was just right for Nick. He extended the program in just about any direction you can think of. I remained skeptical, but then, when it came time for a membership drive, I was happily surprised by how well Curtains at 8 did in terms of local support. Obviously, the local arts community welcomed the opportunity to promote what they were doing. So the program proved to be a success and a real community service. One day I had the idea for an occasional program on Curtains at 8. Nick and I would play various kinds of music, both good and bad, and explain what made the one good and the other not. But somehow, that great idea evolved into something very different.
I don't like snails or toads or frogs or strange things living under logs.
The Woodchuck Show, playing music that most people would chuck or throw away. It was a competition to see who could find and actually play the worst music. And I won the first couple of those shows by bringing in some truly disgusting music. Who knew? It was certainly not my best radio moments. Well, Nick's long run at the helm of Curtains at 8 is ending. Now, doing the program for a few weeks or even a couple of months wouldn't be all that hard. But sustaining the program over all these years, just coming in and doing it 3 days a week for all those years, that is quite an achievement. It speaks of Nick's character and his devotion to the arts in this area. So thanks, Nick, and congratulations. Now, as for 8 o'clock weeknights on WUKY, they'll never be the same.
No, they won't. And good to hear from Roger Chesser there. He really sends his best regards. He was unable to be here tonight, but we certainly good to be able to get in on that and hear his take on.
Yeah, I got a call earlier today from Roger, who is off on other travails.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had a wonderful exchange talking about the arts and how it benefits the station and all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's marvelous to have somebody like Roger to work for.
Yeah.
Michael Jonathan will tell you that I advised him to use my method, and it seemed to work out pretty good. My method is to do it and then apologize.
And then apologize later. Yes. Uh-huh. That's the good advice.
If you ask for advice, you get opinions.
Yeah. Now, he did mention Gail Bennett, and Gail's another one that couldn't be here. Man, she had planned on being here right up until the moment, you know, when she decided she just couldn't do it today. She's sick.
She's got what I'm fighting now.
Yeah, she does, and she's got a bad back, too. So, anyways, Gail...
My back's pretty good, Gail.
So Gail recorded a little piece for us as well, and we'll hear this.
Hi, Nick. This is Gail Bennett, marketing manager at WUKY. I'm sorry I cannot be there, but I don't want to spread this horrible cough and cold. Anyway, the first time I met Nick, I was so impressed. He came in to do a shift when Pat O'Nan retired. We were looking for someone to fill the spot for Pat. And although at the time we didn't feel like it was the best fit, after getting to work with Nick for a few weeks, I just felt like we had to find a spot for him. And we were currently doing what we called an arts calendar, and we worked with Fine Arts. Nancy Younger helped start that, and then it was passed on to Michelle Ripley. And I just went to Roger because after talking with Nick and meeting with him, I said, you know, we're really in a position that we should be doing an art show. There's nobody in the state doing one to support the arts in Kentucky. And Nick just was so involved in the arts community, knew so many people. I just felt like he was the perfect person to take on this initiative. And Roger agreed, and therefore that was the beginning of Curtains at 8. And over the years, it has developed. He's gone a little bit outside the arts community when there were interesting opportunities for interviews with well-known people coming through the community. And he has just done a fabulous job and fulfilled a spot for the arts that no one else could. We were so fortunate to have him come in at that time, and he will be missed by many. And I know the arts community has just benefited greatly from the association with WUKY and with Curtains at 8. So, in your final curtain call, Nick, knock 'em dead.
Thanks, Davey. Thank you.
Very sweet.
It was not quite as easy as she said.
Really?
But it worked out very well.
Yeah, it took some convincing, but, you know, they've let you do it for a while. And we've got so many people here right now. I do want to offer up the mic right now for live guests. Who wants to be the next on the dais to step up?
Hello, Nick.
Tom Jones.
Buddy, you and your brother were the original gearheads for Lexington, Kentucky. You were clicking and clacking before Click and Clack ever thought about clicking and clacking. You shared stories with us that fortunately the statute of limitations had run out,
right,
and nobody can get in trouble for them.
And the night I called Bob Zulius a son of a bitch, right?
Yes, that's a true story.
It's all in the art, folks.
That's right. Like ultimately, I always knew you as a motorhead, but as I became a devotee of Curtains at 8, your musical breadth and knowledge is an inspiration. Your knowledge of arts, about our community, is just a delight. You're a Renaissance man, and we appreciate greatly from the Keeneland Concours giving us a voice to spread the work that we do and share it with the community. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom Jones.
Nice. Thank you. Outstanding. All right, the mic is available. Who's next?
Okay.
Tom Martin.
Hit it, Tom.
Nick,
I'm going to get roasted, aren't I?
No, actually, you're not. I just can't begin to express the depth of gratitude that I have for you and for this program that's always been there. You're just so fluent across genres. We've heard from Everett speaking on behalf of classical music and opera. My end of the spectrum, of course, is quite different from that. And whenever I would call up and say, hey, I've got something new going on, whether it might be Lex Jam or the Lexington Area Music Alliance or a band, you were always there with an open door. And what's more, when I got here, the conversation went by amazingly fast because you had looked into it and understood what we were going to talk about. And I just can't tell you how much we appreciate it. The phrase, "you will be missed," is a cliche, but brother, tonight it's as genuine as it gets. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Tom. It's a big deal hearing from Tom.
Yeah.
Those of us in local radio were impressed when an ABC radio man from New York City is coming into the community.
You just have to hear his voice to know.
And he's got a fabulous voice. He's got a fabulous insight. And he's not afraid to take on any sort of task. Tom Martin is just one of a kind.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. We have the mic available, so who's next? There's a familiar voice.
Hi, Nick and Tom. Of course, Tom and I co-hosted Rhythm and Views a long time ago when you were here, and that was wonderful working with you. And Nick, working with you is just an absolute honor. And you have been an inspiration for years and years, and I just can't say enough about you, your friendship. You stepped in as a father figure when mine died, and I can't thank you enough. And you were such a good man. You were the consummate professional and a gentleman, and I just love you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything. Thank you.
And Deck.
And Deck, the host of Girls Night Out and Solo Shots on WUKY.
I asked her earlier this evening if I could join her live sometime.
Oh, I think you should.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'd love that.
You would get a kick out of it.
Outstanding.
She's so very talented, and she's got a beautiful voice.
There's so many people in the arts community, Nick, that certainly want to be here, and most of them are here. But we do have some more voices. I got another recorded spot. This is a sort of a montage of folks from different disciplines. And so we'll give this a listen on WUKY, Curtains at 8.
Hi, Nick. This is Leela Salisbury. We go back on Curtains at 8 for many years. And I have to say, appearing on your show was a formative part of my education in the book and marketing and publicity world. So it was always a true joy. And in thinking back over the many contributions you've made to our community, you know, two things stick out for me. First, I'm so appreciative of your interest in the university press and books and literary culture here in the state and the city. That meant and still means a great deal to us in helping spread the word of books and ideas. And I want to thank you for being one of the most valuable people out there, and those people are connectors, and you, almost more than anybody I know, have this amazing gift of bringing disparate people together to connect projects and individuals and to really spread the word about what we do in the community of arts and culture here in Kentucky, and we will benefit from that gift for a long time to come. So thank you, and happy retirement.
Hello, Nick. This is Jan Pelant, the conductor of the UKSO and Alexander Chamber Orchestra. I would like to thank you so much for support on the art, and it was always an extremely big pleasure to have opportunity to have interview with you, and I wish you all the best for the future, and thank you again for everything.
Hey, Cousin Nick. This is Cousin Ed. We may not be cousins by blood, but you'll always be my cousin in my heart. I want to thank you for all you've done for the arts in Kentucky, from all the artists in Kentucky.
Hi, Nick. It's Lou Ann Franklin from the Opera House. Oh, my goodness, I have so many fond memories of not only interviews during Curtains at 8 with you, but also your performances at the Opera House. I've seen you sing, I've seen you play instruments, and of course you hosted our Broadway Live announcement event with Melanie years ago. Every time, such a gentleman, and I've always been so pleased and impressed with the breadth of your knowledge and experience for all forms of art in our community. We would be talking to folks in Broadway shows getting ready to come into town on the phone for Curtains at 8, and You would strike up conversations, and who knew where they were going to go because of your experiences. And it made those interviews so rich and meaningful, not only to the listener, but to the artists that were coming to visit. So we're forever grateful for your many, many contributions to our arts community here in Lexington. Best wishes always.
Hi, Nick. It's Sheila Kenny. So happy for your retirement. Congratulations. What a great run you've had. And I just want to say thank you for being such a wonderful support for all of us marketers who are out there trying to get our shows to get some attention out in the community. Your just undying support is so much appreciated. But I also want to just mention that how grateful I am for the times that I came in to be on your show. And I'm remembering specifically the interview you did with Richard Thomas, who was in town for a production of 12 Angry Men at the Opera House. And that one in particular stays in my memory because it was just like a, it was like an informal salon or like a living room conversation. You never knew what you were going to, you know, come into doing your show because there were always very interesting people from the community, and it was just kind of like hanging out in somebody's living room and having the most interesting conversation. So thank you for everything that you have brought to our community. You are much loved, and you are going to be greatly missed.
Wow. That was a nice assortment of voices there.
Wow.
Sheila Kenny, Luann Franklin, Jan Palant, Lila Salisbury.
I've got a bag here, too, that Sheila sent.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And should I open it now, Tom? Okay?
Yeah. You can
open
if
now.
You want. You can if you want to.
Okay.
Why don't you open that, and while you're opening it, I'm going to invite Mac McCormick. We heard from Lila Salisbury, UK Press, and from the University Press of Kentucky. Mac McCormick, who's been on the show, what, a thousand times?
I was actually trying to figure that out earlier today, and I know I've spent at least 130 hours on the air with Nick, but it's the records aren't complete, so it's been the first Tuesday of the month since before my son was born, and he's in Henry Clay now.
Yeah. Between you and Lila both, you might have the record. I don't
know. And when I told him I'm coming on the radio tonight, he's like, it's not Tuesday. And I was like, Freddie, it's Nick's last show. And I thought he was going to tear up on me.
Oh.
He sat in the corner here for several interviews while I had no sitter or whatnot for a live show. But Nick, your presence in the community will be missed enormously, and I want to thank you on behalf of the University Press for the voice you've given our authors over the years. And I personally want to thank you for all the time we've got to spend together. Getting to know you has been one of the highlights of my personal career, and I hope that I will only get to miss you personally, professionally and not personally.
Okay, yeah, I plan to be around still. We may not be driving the bus, but we'll be on board.
We're going to let you come back whenever you want to, whenever you have people you want to talk to. You've got an open door here.
You charge for that, sir?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Right.
It's Curtains at 8 on 91.3 WUKY, celebrating Nick Lawrence and his wonderful program, Curtains at 8. I believe the longest-running original program here at WUKY. I think you outlasted the Saturday show, which probably would have been the next
Hal
in line.
It was up to 18, as I recall, maybe a little bit more than that.
Yep, and Chris Nielsen, too, for a long-time program as well. But I believe Curtains at 8 has exceeded any of those programs.
Funny thing with respect to that, when I was starting the show, and I heard that he'd been here for 18 years on the show.
Yeah.
I tried to convert a couple of listeners that we had in common.
No.
Bob Bostrom says go away.
Oh.
He had a way about him.
Oh, anyway. Man. We're going to open the mics back up in just a moment, but we're getting a phone call. I do want to see who the phone call is because we never know who it could be. It could be the president or something, but it could be a wrong number, yes. Exactly. Somebody that wants to make a donation to WKY, probably. This is some WUKY voices, Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's Dr. Greg. I have enjoyed listening to you ever since I came back to Kentucky over 20 and a half years ago. You have been an integral part of my life in learning about the arts in Kentucky and beyond, whether they were musicians or writers or artists. So much of what I have learned and enjoyed over the last couple of decades has been thanks to you. Whenever I hear that fanfare at 8 o'clock, I know something good is going to be coming down the pike. And for that, I thank you.
Hey, Nick, this is Lori. I just want to wish you luck on your retirement and just know that now you don't have to listen to me trying to remind you for your timesheet all the time. And that I know back you used to play with Pat and everything, but I never did know you when you played with Pat. But I just want to say good luck and hope everything turns out okay for you.
Hello, Nick Lawrence, the broadcaster. Thought that would get your attention. Hey, it's Alan Lytle, news director, WKY. Nick Lawrence, you deserve everything, all the accolades that you are receiving tonight. We want to wish you good luck in future endeavors. I know from a personal standpoint, I will never, ever forget all of our woodchuck shows. They were the most fun that I'd have an entire month of February. So happy trails to you and good luck. We love you, Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's your newsroom neighbor, Josh James, here. I just wanted to deliver a well-deserved congratulations on your incredible run here at WUKY. You really offered the people of Lexington something unique with this show, and I gotta say, I loved on those nights that I had to work late, putting together stories, hearing next door what guests you had snagged for the evening. It was always an interesting mix, and I've been told over the years, I'm not sure if it's true or an urban legend, that you even had a Dutch clogging team up here. Now that's commitment. You'll be sorely missed, and I wish you the best going forward. It's been a pleasure. Cheers.
Hello, Nick. This is Rusty Sharp. Thank you for letting me crash your little party here for just a few moments. Wow, 23 years as host of Curtains at 8. Think about that. 1993. In 1993, Donald Trump was probably just filing his first bankruptcy. UK basketball made the Final Four that year, the first time with Patino. And you brought to WUKY a one-of-a-kind show, entertainment like no other. Your talent and professionalism made WUKY a special place to be when Curtains at 8 was on. You're a tremendous talent, but you're an even better person. Sorry I can't be there with you, but as you know, I have to get up very early to make it in for Morning Edition. So here's wishing you all the best.
Hi, Nick. It's Karen Czar. Oh, my gosh. What to say other than you are a legend. You are the best of the best. I am so sad to see you go, but so happy for you to start the next chapter of your life and enjoy your retirement. But I just got to say, I remember for years coming up to the studio long before I ever worked at WUKY. I remember being a high schooler coming up the elevator and trudging into the studio about 7:30 at night and seeing all the magic of radio. And probably you're the one who gave me my first look at radio and the bug to get into the business. But you would let us come on as little high schoolers and talk about our shows and perform scenes and sing songs. And you always made us feel so welcome and important and just as big as the stars, not only here in Lexington and across the state, but like we were as great as the biggest Oscar winner. It was always so excited, or the biggest Tony winner. And throughout the years, same thing. As I've grown up on your show for shows that I've gotten to do and perform in here in town. And so many other artists. Over the last several days, I've had so many people call me, Nick, and say, oh my gosh, Nick's retiring. Please tell him we said hello and we love him. Folks in Woodford County at the theater there, former Actors Guild of Lexington members. You know, there's a theater that you helped continue to grow, and unfortunately they had to shut their doors, and your show just continued on, and so many theaters have come and gone. But Nick Lawrence, your show, Curtains at 8, has just been here through it all. And it's because of you, I think, that a lot of theaters did sustain as long as they did and as long as they have, because you always get the word out about the arts and how important they are to this community. And if I had a list of the actors and performers and directors and producers, literally, that I've heard from in the last several days, it would be infinite. So many people are going to miss you. so greatly on the air, and we appreciate everything you've done for the arts community here in Lexington. Godspeed, friend.
Karen Czar there talking about the importance of Curtains at 8 for theater. And it's appropriate, Nick, because we have a theater person here. Oh, my gosh. Ed Desiato. Step up to the mic,
Ed,
sir.
Ed Craziato.
Hello, Nick.
You never met a microphone he didn't like.
That's right.
Sounds good.
There's something about a microphone that's magic. That is, if the voice behind it is magical. And you certainly have that magic.
And you, sir, also, and some more.
Well, we try hard.
One of the things I've enjoyed with you is your New York connections.
Yeah, my New Yorkies. You know what I'm talking here? I just want to say on behalf of every theater group that has been and is trying again, or yet, that if they didn't go on Curtains at 8, their opening nights were always very dull. That's true. That is gospel truth. If nobody came on Curtains at 8, ticket sales would just go in the toilet. And and rightfully so, because of your expression and love for us all.
There's some great, great, great art being played out in the stages around Lexington.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
One of the scenes that has been etched in my memory is you and another gentleman as steel workers on a girder,
39 story high. Yeah.
What it was, folks, they were sitting at the bar eating their lunch, sitting on the bar with feet dangling in the seating area. And these two guys carrying on this conversation in dialect, it was that.
I was the Lindbergh baby.
Anyway, never a dull moment with Ed. We've always threatened to do the Abbott and Costello routine.
I know, we never got to it, though.
No,
we might yet.
We can come on as a guest, and Joe will have to deal with us.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nick, for all your contribution to the arts in Lexington. It is so important. And so unappreciated by those who should be appreciating it. Thanks again, Nick.
God bless. Thanks, Ed. Mm. Ed Desiato. Wow. Personal friend of Sid Caesar's.
Outstanding. Michael Jonathan?
Hey, everybody. And it's really a pleasure to be here, to be supporting Nick. I think that every artist will understand what I'm about to say, that there's a holy trinity in the arts. It's the art form that we do, whether it's playing the fiddle or writing a poem or singing an opera like Dr. McCorvey does. It's the artist, and then it's the audience. Those three are an integral trinity that keeps the arts together. And it's reaching that audience that has been the most difficult thing in the arts, and that's the gateway that Nick Lawrence has helped open up. And what's really brilliant about Nick, artists become better artists when they present other artists. And Nick is a perfect example of that, the thousands of people that he's had on his show, and yet he himself is also a brilliant artist. And we're surrounded by that in the Central Kentucky area, especially David McLean is here in the audience. He's doing that. We have Lex Jam and the Woodsongs Coffee House just celebrated their 10th anniversary. Rennie Neubaker is presenting other artists. What David's done in creating a Lex Jam, and I want everybody to get a ticket January 29th, which is a Sunday, at the Lyric Theater. A couple of very important things are going to happen that night. One, my very dear friend Homer Ledford is going to be presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which is very, very, and I know Nick is also a friend of Homer and stuff. What is also going to happen that night, and David is here, and I argued with him about this, but I'm going to be able to say it, even though he's like 2 feet away from me. At the Lexington Music Awards on January 29th, Sunday night, I think the event starts at 6 o'clock, Nick Lawrence will also be presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Lexington Music Awards. Now, David McLean is right here, but he wanted me to say that, and I argued with him about it. But I think David is also a great example of regional artists presenting other artists to the benefit of not just the artists they're presenting, but to themselves as well. And very few can stand up to the shadow of what Nick Lawrence has accomplished in doing that. And so I truly congratulate you.
Thank you.
It's outstanding. I do want to mention WKY is actually nominated for a Community Service Award, and a big part of that nomination is Curtains at 8, which has been such an important part of the community and getting the word out of what artists are doing around town. So that's in a way, it's also an award for Curtains at 8. I'm Joe Conkright. Nick Lawrence is with us with a whole bunch of luminaries from across the arts field. And I know we have many, many more people to get on the air. I do want to play this one more little recorded piece, because there are people that can't make it here. And besides all the visual artists and theater people and musicians from all different fields, bands in town. You've been very supportive of bands, and RC and the Nightshades have been on the show a number of times, and they couldn't be here. They would have been here to play something. In fact, Skeet Pennington, before we get done tonight, is going to do a special song just for you on the accordion, and we'll hear that. But
Lady of Spain.
These are the guys from RC and the Nightshades.
Hey Nick, this is Ron Crowder with RC and the Nightshades, and sorry I can't be there personally, but I'm a little bit under the weather tonight. We'd like to thank you for all the support for the arts that you've given everyone for all these many years, and it was always a fun time when we came down to the studio to chat and to perform, and most folks don't know what that's like, and I appreciated the opportunity to perform live on the radio. That's something you don't get to do very often. I'd like to also mention Jed Flippin, who passed away a couple of years ago, and he was on our album that you played quite frequently on your show, and we really appreciated that. But I know that Jay always enjoyed seeing you and being on the program with you, and thinking about him on this momentous occasion, too. So when you're laying out on the beach, I'd like for you to think about us while you're having your margaritas. wishing you the best, Nick, and hope you have a fine time in your retirement. We'll see you later.
Lindsay Olive, we're going to miss you dearly, and it's always been a pleasure to come up and be part of your show, Nick. You reach out so far, and people hear you in such odd and remote places. And I was talking to a fellow that was up in Irvine. He lives in a cabin, and he's got a battery radio, and he goes down to a general store and buys ice for his cooler to keep his food cold. And he reflected that he always appreciates your show and the artist and the knowledge you have that you share on it. It's just fabulous. Best wishes to you.
Hey, Nick, this is Skeets Pennington. So good to be here to give you a tribute on the way to wherever you're going next. Many years have passed, Nick, since I first met you. Well, actually, I knew your mother before I knew you. She and I taught school together back in the 60s. And then I remember one time when you asked me if I could repair string instruments, and I said, yeah, I think, because I was teaching strings in the Fayette County Schools. You brought me your bass fiddle in a big canvas sack. I don't know what happened to it, but it had a lot of pieces to it. And I remember putting it all back together. I didn't tell you that I finished putting it together, and I said, come and get it. And you thought that I'd given up on it. Of course, that was back in the days of Preston Weber and Pat Horan and Barbara and you, old folk era. And we had some great times back there. Times passed, and I don't think either one of us changed a lot. But it's so good to be able to pay tribute to you for all that you've done to the arts world and being a true Renaissance person. You have an incredible knowledge of musicians and art and philosophy. Hey, we'll look forward to you seeing you do some special shows, Nick. Give us a call and we'll come and cheer.
Oh, yeah. Good old Skeets, man. And that was him and Lindsay, by the way, playing in the background there, so you got a little taste
Skeets
of that.
Skeets and I got together up here in WBKY, it was then, and we recorded the music for the outdoor legend of Daniel Boone in Frankfort and Harrisburg.
No. Oh.
And we also dubbed ourselves as the Hunters. We wore buckskins and played two songs.
That's crazy.
That's all we knew was two songs.
Oh, really? that was it. That was the limit.
Skeets wrote those.
Uh-huh. That's outstanding. Well, we've got so many people to come to the mic. John Nardolillo, the maestro, is going to step up to the mic for us.
Hello, Nick. I'm John Nardolillo, director of UK Symphony, and I just want to thank you for your incredible service to our community. I have not been here the 24 and a half years that you have, but in the 12 years I've been in Lexington, you've just provided a tremendous service to our whole community, and especially to those of us in the arts. And being part of your show and listening to your show has always been a favorite of mine, and I have learned so much about my colleagues in the arts community here in Lexington from you and from your show and from being on your show. And I have always appreciated the fact that on your program, you often had people from different areas and different disciplines all sort of on at the same time, but without any preparation, you know. So you might say to me, come on a, you know, Tuesday night, and then I would arrive and there would be people from other areas of the arts, and it often made for very interesting conversations and unexpected conversations. And I appreciate the fact that your show was unscripted but informed in a way that it could go in lots of different and interesting directions. And you often asked students from the UK Symphony along, and I would say to them, hey, do you want to go be on the radio to talk about our upcoming concert? They'd say, sure. And then on the way over here from the concert hall, they would say, well, what are we going to talk about? What's he going to ask me? How long's the show? And I would say, well, oh, it's an hour long. And they would say, what am I going to say? And you had a real gift for immediately putting these young artists at ease and making them comfortable talking about their lives and their music and why it meant a lot to them. And so allowing the audience access to their art and their personalities when it came to art. One of my favorite shows of yours was a show where I arrived and there were several people from other arts areas. None of us knew each other. And, you know, I think each of us came with the idea we're going to talk about the upcoming concert or whatever. But right away, we somehow got diverted onto the subject of teachers and mentors who had influenced us and helped us, you know, become who we were. And we ended up spending the whole hour talking about the people that have been really important to us and made it possible to do what we were doing and open the door for us. And it was just a great show, and I've always remembered that show as one of my favorites. So anyway, thank you for your service, and congratulations.
Thank you for yours. The UK Symphony Orchestra is doing better than I've ever seen or heard it do. They're unafraid. They'll tackle anything. I think that's John's fault.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Who's next on the dais? Just step up.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Kasia.
I'm Kasia Pater, and Well, my time with Curtains at 8, I came here as a promoter of the arts. I came here as a SCAPA, a communication person, and we promoted all the shows for SCAPA. I think it was Dance SCAPA that I came here with. And I stayed as an associate producer for a show that you offered to do with me, and it took me back to my home country of Poland and to my home city of Kraków, and we did Kraków Without Borders, inviting artists from many disciplines. We had poets, two Nobel Prize winners, we had photographers, musicians. Szymborska, yes. As you remember, Nick, Szymborska had a reputation of being very reticent and not doing interviews. So Edward Hirsch, who kind of sealed it for us, who is a noted poet and the president of the Guggenheim Foundation, and he said he was sent to New York Times, sent him to Krakow to interview Szymborska after the Nobel Prize, and she still didn't want to do it. So Miłosz lobbied with her, and he said, Wisława, you have to sacrifice on the altar of Polish poetry and give this interview. So Hirsch said she sacrificed on the altar of Polish poetry and gave and talked to me. So it was, I remember this was the highlight of the night with Szymborska and Miłosz. But, you know,
Pope didn't make it.
Well, and your biggest urge or wish was to have an interview with the Pope, and I have never thought I would do it, but you made me write the most unlikely letter in my life. I sent a letter to the Vatican requesting an interview with the Pope, and it was the fastest answer I have ever got in my life. They sent a fax over 24 hours, I think. I got the fax back with the very gracious, very nice decline of the interview. But you said you never know until you try, and I did. Thank you, Nick. It was a wonderful journey and I came in as an associate producer. I left as a poet it was a wonderful journey back to my hometown and as an immigrant. And you don't only serve this community here, but in this instance, you brought another community to Lexington, and you help us show where we come from.
Okay.
And I'm very grateful. Thank you for all the years of wonderful, wonderful programs.
Love working with you. Kasia Potter.
Yeah. That was great.
Kasia is a brilliant poetress, she does it in her second language.
Oh.
So.
That's great.
Just amazing.
Curtains at 8 on 91.3 WUKY. We've got so many people to get to the mic, and we're going to step right up. Go ahead.
Nick, Art Mize here. I have, as almost, I'm sure everyone that's in this room tonight, has more to say to you. They could possibly squeeze into a few minutes. I've known you since you first came to Lexington, and as a musician playing in small ensembles, a little bluegrass here, some traditional Kentucky music here, some Irish and Scottish music, a little swing jazz, whatever I could get around to in ensembles, I've been so blessed over these many years to have the benefit of being able to come here for one event or the other, you know, for the arts events in Lexington or for whatever allowed me to come here and be in this assembly in your studio. Mm-hmm. And I could reiterate the same thing everyone else has said. Your fluency, your easy congeniality, your ability to move freely between different topics with different guests. I, though, have had a special experience with you, and I'd like to mention that.
I don't know.
We have played in an ensemble together for quite a few years.
Right.
And it's one thing to sit in the studio and see your fluency. It's another to be in the car with you for 7 hours to Chicago and back and experience so much of your fluent personality. And I just want to say that getting to know you more personally has been a very warm and engaging and always fascinating experience. And you have opened up access to me in promoting Kentucky tourism to be able to travel and do a lot of wonderful music. And I just want to thank you for that experience.
You got a little Kentucky trio in the background, by the way. That's our, on the fiddle.
Turn the background up a little bit.
Yeah, there it is. Nick Lawrence on the bass there. Nicely done. I do want to mention, Nick, we got a call a little while ago from a listener, and we don't normally take calls on Curtains at 8 when you're live. I know you get phone calls all the time, but you don't have time because you're on the mic. But we did want we took it. Tim Sizemore in Grant County said he's been listening for 10 years playing basketball in the evening and listening to Curtains at 8, and he says you are a treasure, Nick. So nice. Thanks, Tim, for listening all these years, and just wanted to pass that along, a listener.
Wonderful. I love
Pretty
it.
Cool. I just want to let everybody know that I know that there's probably people that want to step up to the mic. We're going to make that happen.
That was part one of a two-part show originally broadcast January 19, 2017. To hear the final segment, click on part two of the WUKY podcast, Final Curtains.